Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, boy. It's going to be another one of those happy hours with mega TV producer Shelley Ross, who I've known since 1904, back when she was executive producer of Good Morning America, and I was a host of, what was the name? Oh, no one else could remember either. Pure Oxygen.
On the Oxygen Network.
That's she owes her career to me because no one was watching my morning show. They were watching Good Morning America. Okay. Well, I need to put on some Plexiderm is my point.
She's known me for
20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, Plexidoim, it works. We love the New Yorkers in it because, yes. especially the Poisonal Trainer.
The Poisonal Trainer.
It's
important to look good.
It is important. Okay, but the point is, if you have Laugh Lines, Number 11's, Crow's Feet, I feel like we have a few more from these last 4 years. A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, the results last for hours, right? You can relax, surrounded by loved ones. Whether you're doing a Zoom Christmas, whatever you're doing, right? You got to do a lot of Zoom, FaceTime, social media pictures. You can't escape. And you got a mask on. It's highlighting your eyes. Do something for you. This has been a long year. Try the 6 application trial pack. $14.95 free shipping.
Whoa.
What? Why am I talking like that?
I don't know.
Listen to me very carefully. Go to buyplx.com. /sexyliberal.
Say that again, please.
I might need a vacation.
Yes.
BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal. Call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. Free shipping, 30-day money back guarantee, wrinkles, lines, under eye bags. Bye bye. Adios. With Plexiderm. Go to buyplx.com. That's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. Yeah. Happy hour. Oh, it's not often we have someone come slumming like this.
We have
a woman of this body of experience. Shelley Ross is an award-winning broadcast journalist, producer, author, director, television media executive. Now a bloggerist. She has produced under 3,500 hours of live television at ABC, NBC, and CBS. She's perhaps best known for her 17 years at ABC News, where she won 3 Emmys, a Peabody Award, and other honors, and executive producer of Good Morning America at CBS News, The Early Show, among many. Oh, I'm exhausted already. I'm exhausted. Good morning, Shelley Ross, TV icon.
Good morning.
I wanted to meet you forever, and because obviously I know you from television, but now we have something in common, and that is dogs. You wrote a book about dogs.
Yes.
You have a new
pandemic
book.
Pandemic dogs.
Scruffy, our loyal pandemic pooches, the good and the bad and the crazy haircuts we gave them. All of the profits go to COVID research. Okay, can I just say, first of all, I had to do this because I love you. Secondly, I could not have survived this fucking shutdown, pandemic, whatever it is, without my dogs, because I'm single and childless and a loser, and my dogs are the only thing, right, keeping me sane.
Today, every dog is a therapy dog.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Yes.
We can't do it without them.
Yeah. I frequently lose No, go ahead.
I have an older dog. And we moved from New York to L.A., and every night I talked to her, and I said, stay strong. I can't make this move without you. You have to come to L.A. You have to live with me in L.A. every night. And you know, she's thriving out here.
How did she take the discussion? Because I'm someone that has long conversations with my dogs too. Yeah. So she was.
I really know she understood. If she didn't understand the words, she understood me.
Right.
She really was not doing well. She was, you know, older, sleeping. She's a senior dog.
I have a 13-year-old.
And Scout's 13 as well.
What kind of creature? What kind of dog?
I have a Polish Lowland Sheepdog, which you probably never heard of.
No.
And you will love this. I made a political choice for this dog, besides falling in love with her. Her breed was nearly wiped out in World War II in Poland.
Wow.
There were, and this is documented, there were 8 Polish Lowland Sheepdogs left in Poland after World War II. And there was a real political movement to save this breed. And with only 8, they were very strict about who was mating who. To this day, they still are very strict. So there's not that inbreeding and, you know, and so Scout's breed, she's a survivor chick.
But I frequently have lost, I think, the use of some of my internal organs because I have a Great Pyrenees that likes to lay on top of me in the Barca lounger or on the couch when I'm watching a movie, and she's 100 pounds. And so she almost outweighs me. It just literally is how I've gotten through this with my sanity because she's a little snuggle bug. And I think it's been a win-win because dogs were like, oh, this is fucking great. You're home all the time. Like, dog, this has been great for dogs too, right?
The pandemic, our dogs were the only creatures ecstatic over the pandemic. Oh, endless games of fetch. Yeah. Oh, belly rubs on demand.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just so excited.
Yeah.
You have us home.
Well, this is what the book's about. Scruffy is a unique photo art book documenting a dog's life in lockdown during the pandemic of 2020. Our loyal dogs became an elixir, ecstatic to have us home with them 24/7, playing endless games of fetch. Suddenly, we are charged with their home grooming, giving way to an extraordinary gallery of pandemic haircuts. Which, so you don't cut. I have Great Pyrenees, and you don't cut their hair because they need it. So, but I didn't do any of this. But the pictures are hilarious. Like, even Scruffy, you made another whole dog of the fur that was shaved off of Scruffy.
This is not my dog.
Right,
this
no, I know.
This is a dog from, Scruffy, this phenomena happened all over the world that people were so proud of that they could do this at home based on getting, clippers from Amazon and watching YouTube videos that when they cut their dog, they made all over the world spontaneously, they made artwork out of the floof.
Yeah.
Piles of hair.
Is that what it's called technically? Is floof?
Yes.
It's not technically. Floof is like an English slang word for fluff. So the floof.
Yeah.
So I made this the clippings called the floof.
Okay. You know what the Scottish word for President Trump is cockwomble. That's what they. Yes.
I think that's very polite.
Yeah. Yeah. So 100% of the book's profits go directly to COVID-19 research, sponsored by the Cure Alliance. So, of your illustrious career, you're now president of the Cure Alliance, which is a nonprofit group of top international scientists sharing knowledge to treat the most severe cases of COVID. That is a fantastic new thing you're doing. I mean, this is like the worst thing we've confronted in our lifetime, right? And the Trump administration, we were just talking this morning, Shelley, has fucked everything up, starting with masks to ventilators. They should have sent masks to everyone. Remember they were going to do that, and then they said, no, let's not do that. We're going to mail a mask to everyone. They didn't get PPE yet. They didn't get ventilators. Regeneron. They missed the window to have enough Regeneron, right? Except if you're a friend of the president.
And that's working.
And now the vaccine. They're saying there's going to be, of course, nowhere near what Trump promised. There's going to be such a scarcity of vaccine because
What happened to where were, you know, making millions and millions, tens of millions, even before we know it works, because we want to be ready at the go the day we know one of them works. Right. What happened to that?
Right. Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it just is extraordinary how many ways they could fuck this up that is going to be hard, as we were saying, for Joe Biden to fix. And you know they're going to blame him immediately for the vaccine deployment, even though it's so infuriating because it's so – we're used to all his incompetence on everything, but this is literally life and death and could be our loved ones that won't get a vaccine or won't get Regeneron, right?
It's really terrible. I've not seen anything so bungled. When they can contain it in Wuhan – when Wuhan is back to normal, when Seoul is back to normal, when we are the worst country in the world in putting a lid on this,
yeah.
I have had the pleasure of being on a lot of Zoom calls with our scientists, and we are global nonprofit. So we have scientists in China and Italy, what they did in Italy, just in the hospitals, you know, they're having another surge now, but they'll tamp it down. The Italian scientists did a Zoom call with American scientists to say what they did to, you know, to keep health workers safe.
Yeah.
There were, you know, I can just tell you like four or five things. They immediately separated out, like in two hospital wings, COVID and non-COVID. They separated out medical personnel as COVID and non-COVID. They dedicated things, and they didn't have the hospital spread.
Yeah.
They did, you know, so many things.
This will be, Shelley, textbook someday for how to do this wrong. I've said it over and over. We should have done an immediate shutdown, a mask mandate, shut restaurants and bars, right? You know, paid them to stay closed. Mm-hmm. Oh, figure out how to put the money toward opening the schools. I mean, it's just ass backwards, all of it, right?
Well, it's so funny. I listened to the Georgia debate yesterday. Mm. I watched it, and she kept calling him a socialist, and socialist, like, it's a dirty word. And I'm thinking, well, what do they think $1 trillion bailouts are?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what do they think Social Security? It's like they demonize it's all crazy, and it's all run by a madman, somebody who's mentally ill.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't think of a worse scenario. And the fact that let's talk about your illustrious career, can we? I'm just affecting my fake accent. But, you know, we literally are right now, Shelley, in a 9/11 a day. How do we get our minds around that we're losing 3,000 Americans a day? I remember, you were executive producer of Good Morning America. I was the host of Pure Oxygen on the Oxygen Network, so all the people that were not watching me were watching your show. So you're welcome. Okay, you know that ad that says, I don't know, something, something priceless? I don't remember what that is, but this isn't for that. This is for Bloomsy Box, because you know what's priceless? My mom, only a month in assisted living during COVID lockdown, sent her Bloomsy Box flowers. It's all she can talk about. Do you understand how priceless that is?
Yes. Amazing.
My mom does. We haven't been able to decorate a room yet. She keeps talking about how beautiful these flowers. They really do. They look like they came from a really fancy florist. They're like artisan designed. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Absolutely priceless. Because a lot of us can't visit loved ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a way that they like. And I say it to her every time. I'm like, I just want you to know I'm thinking about you every second of every day, Mom. That's what Bloomsy Box does. Tells your loved ones you're thinking about them, brightens up their space no matter where they are. It's BLOOMSY, Box. Isn't that the cute name?
I love it.
Bloomsy Box. Flowers sustainably grown on family farms around the world. You place your order. Your flowers are handpicked and arranged at a farm unique to you. It's so personal. They pride themselves on great prices, a huge selection of artisan-designed arrangements. No hidden fees, no endless upsells, free shipping with a subscription. Whether you're sending a single arrangement or a subscription for someone special to receive flowers every month, feel confident with the quality offered by Bloomsy Box. Go to bloomsybox.com. That's BLOOMSY box.com. Enter the promo code Sexy Liberal. You get 15% off their already great prices and free shipping. Promo code Sexy Liberal. BloomsyBox.com. But you were an executive producer of Good Morning America, and you talk about, you know, and you were in the control room as Diane Sawyer and Charlie Gibson broadcast the attacks live.
Yes.
And I mean, again, we thought we'd never see such a thing. And the fact that we're literally having one of these a day, how would you even cover this now, right? I mean, how, if you were still...
Well, I would, you know, I would cover it in a completely different way, because people, these numbers are meaningless to people now. It's just like, and I would cover just like you did today. It's a 9/11 every day. I people hear numbers and they just glaze over, and it's like then they go out to the store without a mask. I would have covered Trump completely different. There is a brainwashing that took place, and this you know, the all the 70 million people that, you know, believe that it's okay to go to a rally. And I just would have not gone along to, you know, beat reporters have a bigger responsibility.
Yeah.
And I actually, if I had been at a network today, I would have gathered all the network heads together and said, and made a plan how to cover this president to not allow the lies and not, you know, that I would have had everybody sign on to a plan that if he doesn't answer a question or if he is rude to somebody, the next person follows up with the same exact question.
Yeah.
And then the next person. And then when he gets all, you know, pissy or starts lying, they all stand up and they walk out.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing he can have is no audience.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Shelley, that's exactly how we've gotten here, is the normalizing Olympics, as we say, that they've done with Donald Trump, that now here we are in the middle of our biggest mass genocide and subversion of democracy. I mean, what he's doing now with denying the election results and trying to, I mean, just Friday, he called the governor of Georgia and asked him to overturn. I mean, this is sedition. And
no,
I still don't think the networks are covering this correctly.
No, they're not. And at what point is it sedition of all the Republicans minus the 25,
yeah,
who accept the election? That's sedition.
Yeah, yeah. I
cannot accept this, a legal election.
And this pardon palooza that we've already seen and we're going to see again, so outside of normal. You know, you tweeted about Flynn, no Fifth Amendment protection now for Flynn, which I guess is good news that if you believe in any kind of justice or karma, right? But someone else,
I try to look for the brighter side.
And you retweeted someone about how Flynn could be charged by the state of Pennsylvania. Someone, Tom Joseph, said it's time to kneecap Trump's corrupt pardons. The state of Pennsylvania should charge Flynn with plotting to kidnap the Turkish cleric. Ex-CIA Director James Woolsey witnessed and reported the crime. Charging Flynn would circumvent the pardon atrocity. Justice would be served. You just have to hope, because you know he's probably going to try pardoning himself. And it's just stuff that has never been tried before that it should not go unchallenged, don't you think?
Well, I'll be first in line. I sign all the petitions I can, and I voted. I don't know what else to do. And I tweet, and then I focus on, you know, trying to help end the suffering that he's caused with COVID-19. It did not have to be so bad.
Yeah. No, of course. By the way, you as like a good journalist would, you pick up things I did not, of all the horrible legal and whatever things that are happening with the subversion of democracy and the racism. I missed this one. You retweeted one of Rudy Giuliani's witnesses just said she thinks all Chinese look alike while making the argument for a voter ID requirement in Michigan. I missed that particular piece of racism.
Oh, I watched that over and over again. And I like literally tortured my husband because he hadn't seen it. And I followed him around the house all day and said, you got to watch this. For 2 days, he was busy. You got to watch this. You got to watch this. You got to watch this before Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It was the wackiest since. And then, of course, Giuliani passing wind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can't write that. You really can't. Okay, and we find out that you can pass COVID in fecal plumes. Listen, let's not talk about this before we
leave.
We pause to ponder, is something interfering with your happiness? Like everything during the Trump administration. Pardon me.
Everything.
Pardon me. I've talked a lot about how the hate cannot be healthy for me emotionally. BetterHelp. Our new sponsor, BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, like the, right? Mm-hmm. Seeks to provide professional help with ease. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. They assess your needs with a few questions, match you with a licensed professional, board-certified therapist, start communicating in under 24 hours, connecting in a safe, private, online environment. I mean, everybody's having trouble in one way or another in this whole COVID thing. Send a message to your counselor, receive a timely response, schedule weekly video or phone sessions, whatever's most comfortable for you. Anything you share is confidential. If you want to try a new therapist, it's simple. It's free to switch. BetterHelp says they are more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. Start living a happier life today. You'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/sexyliberal. Join over a million people who've taken charge of their mental health by going to BetterHelp.com/sexyliberal. Receive 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/sexyliberal. So, you, in your extraordinary career, one of the things that does not make you special is that you were sexually harassed by Roger Ailes. So that would make you a cast of thousands. But
I thought I was, honestly, I thought, this was in 1981. I thought I was the first, and I thought I was the last. Yeah. I really was a person with a woman with great moxie, although it was terrifying.
Right.
Because it was in the middle of the Writers Guild strike, and I needed the job. And you know,
this was as he got you, he hired you as segment producer on NBC's Tomorrow Show. Right. So this was, and you write about it, that his first thing he said to you after you accepted the job was, when did you first discover you were sexy?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that was the line.
Yeah.
This plays as a videotape in my head to this day.
Yeah.
And I really remember doing this. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't, you know, I was like a baby feminist.
Yeah.
But I had never been in that situation before. So
yeah.
I said, Roger, this is really embarrassing me. I think that should be, you know, since then, men have made passes at me that I didn't encourage. And that usually is enough. You know, somebody sends a signal to you. If you send a signal back that you're uncomfortable, it usually like goes away.
Right.
You know, for a pass to work, it becomes a flirtation, right?
Yeah.
So, but I remember staring at my shoes and saying, this is embarrassing. And he continued the conversation.
He actually said the best expression of loyalty comes in the form of a sexual alliance, is how he pitches it to you.
Oh, yeah. God.
Nice.
It was like, it was a business arrangement.
Yeah.
And it was really he was creepy. He was even then really unattractive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really young and he was much older. And I really, he told me to go home and think about it. He was going back to New York that night.
Oh my God. And you're like, no, I thought about it. You're still gross. I thought about it. Took some time. You're gross.
No, I, and that he would be, you know, in his hotel and that he was going to take the red eye. But if I wanted to come over, he would extend his, you know, stay the extra night.
Ugh.
So I went home, thought about it, and hooked a tape recorder up to the telephone, a Radio Shack tape recorder with the suction plug that we used to have.
Okay. We're all old that we know what Radio Shack is, but okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I called him back to tell him I wouldn't be coming over, and I tape recorded the entire conversation, unbeknownst to him.
Yeah.
Where he repeated himself about the sexual alliance.
Right.
And I said, Roger, I don't even know you. You don't know me. You don't know. We don't know if we would like each other. And I don't get involved with my bosses at the office.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, we just met. And his answer to that was, well, if you need more time,
oh, God.
I can give you all the time. And I said, well, how would that work? You come into my office once a week, once a month, and say, are you ready yet?
Ugh.
I mean, who
so
could
gross.
Go to work under a situation like that?
I love that he blamed the harassment on middle-aged craziness. Is that a thing, male menopause? Is that a thing he tried?
Well, that was later.
Right.
That was after he also, you know, I had hired this junior attorney at, you know, a law firm just to look, because he had, you know, this, he had offered me the job, told me to call business affairs at NBC, and they sent me a boilerplate, you know, contract for
right.
a segment producer, a 3-year contract, you know, at $45,000 a year. It was just like, so I just found a lawyer who would look it over
right.
and, you know, make it a little bit better for me. And so I was in the position of having to call the lawyer to say that Roger Ailes had withdrawn the job offer. And this lawyer, Judith Thornstein, was like really as upset as I was. And she went to the head of her law firm.
Yeah.
Who was Henry Bushkin. Who was Johnny Carson's lawyer.
Oh, okay. All right, there's a name I recognize finally. Okay, go ahead.
Bombastic Bushkin. Yeah. But Johnny Carson was the most powerful person at NBC at that point.
Yeah.
And Henry Bushkin called Ed Hookstratton, the Hook, who was Tom Snyder's lawyer.
Right.
Who called Mickey Rudin, who was NBC's lawyer. And also Frank Sinatra's lawyer.
Yikes.
And these three lawyers made a conference call to Roger Ailes, which I loved. I mean, I thought, if nothing else, he's going to poop in his pants when these three giants call him.
That's
and,
fun.
You
That's
know.
Fun. Yeah.
And bless his heart, he never denied it. When
wow.
they said, we have a boy-girl problem here.
Yeah.
You know, his answer was, hey, guys, I'm single.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Listen, Shelley, before we go, I got to say, as odious as he is personally, don't you think the poison that Fox News has put into the American body politic is really the worst thing? I have, I'm sure, among millions of other people, I have a 97-year-old Fox News-watching Trump-voting mom, and it's just poison. The lies and disinformation, and they're responsible for, I think, a lot of deaths of COVID with the dangerous misinformation they put out. I mean, it's really,
I have to say, I think it. There was one level of Fox when Roger was there, and one narrative, but there was nothing, and it had some evil there. There was nothing at this level of terrorism against the United States.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roger was a different kind of political animal. This is just, you know, Roger would never have incited the violence.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was on a different intellectual, somewhat warped, but intellectual level.
And
he was.
And he tried to make it up to you by getting you the job running CNN and sending you a basket of pasta. So that was at least he had some redeeming qualities.
No, we actually I went to work for him. You know, after that, he, you know, the whole. I know now that I did think it was middle age crazy, and
yeah.
Although I always knew there was something a little more hectoring about it and hostile.
Right.
He didn't want to have an affair with me. It was like
a power thing. Yeah.
Control thing.
All right. Listen, let's come magically full circle to one degree of Stephanie Miller's separation. Carney Wilson tweeted, "My friend Shelley Ross has the cutest book that just got released. If you love dogs, this is it. Plus the proceeds go to pandemic research." We just had Carney on this happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And heard stories about how not only does she do epic farts and record them, but she names each and every fart. And
oh no!
Yes, this is. We went highbrow with you, back lowbrow to my friend Carney Wilson, who yeah. highly recommends your new book,
her.
Scruffy. She's the funniest and the greatest.
Yes.
We love her so much.
She is such big fun.
Yes,
and a Scruffy. Ambassador.
Oh, have you ever heard toboggan? That is her best fart that she ever recorded. Yeah, she calls it toboggan.
She can call them up and play them back for you.
Yeah, she recorded them. So ask her to play toboggan for you in honor of me and the book Scruffy.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we like to keep our dogs healthy. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
Our dogs are really like, I think if they have pandemic stomach distress, it would be silent.
Exactly. All right. The book is Scruffy, Our Loyal Pandemic Pooches, and all the proceeds go to COVID. And we just were talking. You were just listening, bitches, to television legend
yes.
Shelley Ross, former executive producer of not just Good Morning America, right? But 2020. Mm-hmm. It's illustrious.
Primetime Live.
Yeah.
I had a good run.
Illustrious.
I had a good run until, as you know, in network TV, they eat their young.
Yep.
I said as I work from my basement. Thank you, Shelley Ross. Love you.
Thank you.
Get it,
love
Scruffy.
You.
Eat Scruffy. Eat, he's a good boy. Get the Scruffy book. Eat. Listen, everybody has their coping mechanisms
yes.
in this whole whatever. But you cannot. It's if anything, the weird thing is not the whole lockdown, stay at home, whatever. Don't you feel like people see you more because FaceTime and Zoom and you're wearing a mask and mm-hmm. it's just everything in your eye under your eyes is highlighted.
Yep.
So that's why you need some Plexiderm, because it just is a little pick me up during a really tough time. And it really does work like crazy on your under eye bags and wrinkles and crow's feet, all that stuff, because there's going to be a lot more WTF moments before January 20th.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're going to get some line somewhere. Trust me. Okay, and it's a
can you get surprise lines?
What?
Yeah. He did what?
No, that's called Botox.
Oh,
okay. No, just stick with me. Plexiderm.
All right.
It's like magic, and it's such a great gift. People love. My sisters were asking me about it. Everybody loves Plexiderm. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 if you want. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292. The code is sexyliberal.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.